Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, Tomorrow's News Tonight, as we broadcast live from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America and in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, along with all those helping in the coronavirus fight to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody else that's working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, the construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks out there working the oil rigs all around the country and around the world, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and click like on the page there, and then jump on into the chat room, and you can converse with us just like the gang is over there right now. We've got Al and Kyle and Steve from Thailand's in there, Richard DeMarine in Oregon, Amanda, Sam the Paperman's in there, Lynn up in Cape Cod, Bill over in Lakeland, LJ down in Bradenton. Chris is listening right now up in Long Island. So we'll bring in Kyle Warner, professor of politics, and let's say the pledge number two. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, as we mentioned last hour, things are starting to look up. The economy is starting to slowly creep back. We were just talking about possibly the Republicans going along with another stimulus here later on in the summer. We were also being told it could be July 4th by some people that are really trying to ram it through quicker, because there are some people in certain areas of the country, predominantly blue states, that are just in bad, bad, bad shape because their governor screwed up, locked them all down, and shut down your economy, and they got nowhere to go at the moment. A lot of businesses closed, I might add. But the New York Stock Exchange reopened the trading floor, which was the first time they've seen that happen in, what, 7-8 weeks?
Exactly right. And, again, these are hopefully signs of hope, Captain, that people are seeing that things, obviously not back to normal, but we're heading in that direction. And I think that's something that helps to inspire people to the next steps here. And certainly, because there is the idea that, you know, the Novavax trials, for example, are already starting. That's down under there in Australia. That's where that's happening. But we should get some preliminary information soon. These are the kinds of things that help buoy stocks.
Well, we had another one yesterday. Merck came out and said that they were had made a relationship with another company, and they were working on something they expected to have by the end of the year.
Exactly. exactly right. So there's going to be, you know, more of this kind of news, hopefully. Also, we saw some stocks moving yesterday, Captain, actually, you know, sort of leveling off a little bit. Those are the ones that were predominantly thought to be the work-from-home stocks, you know, that would be better. And so we're seeing movement.
Okay. Now, you talk about stocks. How about the NFL? Miami Dolphins owner said that the NFL season will definitely happen and it will start on time. And that's what I've been hearing. Now, of all things to have happened, the NHL has reached agreement in principle with their players to play a partial season. It's going to be the playoffs only. They're going to play the playoffs in the month of July. I'm not sure where yet. And the basketball, the NBA basketball team's talking about playing their playoff games in the month of July in Orlando. And baseball, the players are back at the training facilities, and they're talking about possibly starting that up with nobody in the stands in June, the middle of June or thereabouts.
Well, that's right. And, you know, Stephen Ross, the owner of the Dolphins, talks about the idea of having fans in the stands. He said they were, you know, planning to have fans in the stadium, basically. So, of course, that's off a little bit in the future.
Well, they might all be sitting in the stands with a face mask on, but at least they'll be there.
That's right. Or they might be spaced out, you know, different places and, you know, with different, you know, 6 or 10 feet apart, that kind of thing. But, again, it's making those little advancements that will help get us out of this.
Yeah. And the other thing is in Hong Kong, where the protesters have been going at it, they not only got soaked by water cannons yesterday, they got soaked by tear gas. And when you get the combination of water cannons and tear gas, that will knock you to your knees.
This is a very, very big story, Captain. This is going to have ramifications very, very soon. As you mentioned, you have these protesters because what China is doing, what Beijing is doing, is they want to impose this national security law, bypassing the Hong Kong legislative body and so forth. And this is so that they can literally crack down on what they see as being subversive and so forth. This is a big time thing.
And I've got Travis in Jonesboro, Georgia, who's just chimed in here listening to me on the affiliate up there. Thank you very much, Travis. And he's telling me that he's hoping that they'll be able to go after Obama and Brennan and all the people that he thinks that are involved in this. But like I've been telling people, don't hold your breath on Barack Obama because of executive privilege. And name me one time, anywhere you want to name, that a former president was ever charged criminally with anything. Name me one time.
Well, never. Nixon was pardoned, but he would have never been.
That's right. That's right. He's the only one that came close. Mm-hmm. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we cruise along into the nighttime. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. No how, because we're going to be back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Larry Oak, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Larry Elder. He was on Sean Hannity's show last night, and he and Leo were getting into it back and forth. Those two guys are funny, talking about black America and different things there. But Larry Elder, very conservative, and the other guy I'm referring to, Leo, very liberal. All right, now this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, is brought to you by my friends at Two Guys Gun Show. I am going to be down in Port Charlotte on Saturday at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds. Now, I'll be there from 9 to 3 for the Two Guys Gun Show that's back down there, bigger and better than ever. A lot of new twists and a lot of new things have been added, so it's going to be something you're going to want to come out, you're going to want to check out. And the good thing about it is it's not just about guns. It's about other outdoor equipment that they have there. It's about perhaps a little fishing stock that they might have there, poles and whatnot. It could be about archery. It could be about some other things that go along with the outdoor thing, because it's not just about guns. Never has been, never will be. But the thing of it is you can trade in a gun. You can buy a gun. You can take the concealed carry course there, too, and hopefully they got the computer working again so you'll be able to get your concealed carry weapons permit while you're, just get that all done, your training done for it. But it'll be at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds. They're there Saturday and Sunday, May 30th and 31st, from 9 to 3 both days. I'll be there Saturday, so stop by, say howdy, howdy. I'll be easy to spot, believe me when I tell you. There will be social distancing there, and they will be doing what they have to do by law, because they're still, you know, requiring the things that need to be done, like it or not. That's the way it is in Charlotte County, and, you know, we're going to do what we're going to do. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, let's see here. We just had a, let me check this out. We got a caller in here. I think I know who it is. Is that you, Nelson?
Yes, it is.
What's up?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm interested in if we actually have another stimulus bill that under no circumstances should it pass, unless, in fact, it has a dollar value for building the wall. We've got to put some money up.
There's already been money put up. They just, there was something, they signed a contract within the week. I believe it was $1.3 billion for another contractor to go back to work on finishing part of the wall.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Although I suspect that with $1.3 billion, if we doubled it, it still wouldn't be enough.
No, but probably. Probably not.
But it's in the right direction.
Yep.
But I would like to say I'm not in favor of another stimulus bill, but like I say, as a writer, let's go for it.
Okay, all right, thanks, Nelson. All right, and that's Nelson up in Jasper, Florida, listening to us on, 107.5. And good morning, Kyle, again.
Hello, Captain.
All right, now, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, the Michigan governor's husband, there, a joke was made out of that whole thing. Well, he was just kidding about, you know, I'm married to the governor. You think that could have anything to do with getting my boat in the water, this, that, and the other? But there was no joke there. There was no kidding. The guy wanted his boat in the water.
Well, yeah. I mean, this seems to be the pattern, Captain. If you're Joe Biden and you make a horrendous remark, hey, I was joking. I was trying to be a wise guy. And now Governor Whitmer says, no, my husband was making a joke and this kind of thing. So it's whenever they say horrendous things or try to do horrendous things, then it's all a big joke. But I can't imagine what that would sound like if the situation was reversed in some way. And Governor Whitmer should know, that the optics of this are just absolutely terrible. But it's the people of Michigan, Captain, that, are going to bear the brunt of all these orders that she's handing down.
Now, do you remember we were talking about the Democratic convention and Republican convention going to Charlotte, and that the Republican National Committee, including the president, they were getting some blowback from the Democratic governor there that, well, you know, if the science isn't there and we can't do this and we can't have those many people there, then we're just not going to have your convention. It's just the way it's going to be. Remember all that?
I remember, yeah.
Okay. Well, the president has now given North Carolina 1 week to say yay or nay. And at the end of the week, if they say nay, they're going to change the location where they're going to go. Now, they're going to go to a state that's open. They're going to go to a state where they're showing better numbers and where they could have people there for an event like that and just allow, what they would have in terms of allowing just maybe the members of the RNC in there and limiting the press to a press pool or something like that. Because usually when you go to those things, you cannot believe how big Radio Row is, Television Row is, and all the reporters. You can't believe how many of those people are there. It's unbelievable.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, we're going to hear about how, well, it's too late in the game to make that change. It's logistically, impossible, this kind
of thing. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Well, exactly, because, Captain, this is the president who got the U.S. Navy ships to launch way ahead of schedule, very dramatically, in order to get...
And build all those hospitals in New York and L.A., in record time.
Exactly right. So where there's a will, there's a way. And this president will demonstrate once again that he's going to be able to take the bull by the horns and get something done.
But let me tell you right now, our governor in Florida says, bring it on. The governor, Governor Kemp in Georgia, is saying, we'd love to have them come to Atlanta. Well, I'm sure they would. But if I was a betting man, I would say they're going to come to Florida.
Well, right, Captain, and it may just be right there in your backyard in Tampa.
Could be, and if it is, I will be there. I guarantee it. I was there in 2012. I'll be there for this one if it's here. I'll be right there, right in the middle of it. Now, and I'll be on Radio Row. Now, something else that happened yesterday, 16,000 meat packers have tested positive in May, and the supply of meat is starting to fall. Prices are starting to rise because we don't have enough people in there to work to keep the production levels up. And I know at one time they were talking about maybe activating members of the National Guard to go in there and do what they needed to do. They went in there and they cleaned the plants up, but still that doesn't take care of the people that may be out sick.
Well, exactly right, because four of the reopened plants, they've already seen that they've had some new outbreaks, upwards of 700 people. This is in the area of Sioux Falls, and that's in South Dakota, of course, and Indiana and Iowa, and even two different places in Iowa, Perry and Waterloo. But, you know, Captain, the president, I think, had deemed the meat production literally an essential business or essential function, I should say, for the United States. So we may still see some kind of Herculean effort to make sure that meat stays on the shelves in the supermarket. And, you know, Captain, as well, people who have been going to the grocery store have been getting a real taste, unfortunately, of what it would be like in the kind of world where the socialists really want to reign supreme. They go to the store. In fact, people are going to the store and saying, well, I really don't need X, whatever it is, but they have it today, so I should probably buy it because they may not have it next week. I mean, this is the kind of thing that Americans want to, this isn't the world we want to live
in. Well, the good news from the White House is Vice President Pence's spokeswoman was back at the White House after the virus recovery that she made. And the other thing was yesterday, Kayleigh McEnery was sparring with an ABC reporter over the Trump tweet about Morning Joe and alleging the implication with him and one of the staffers that was murdered. Nobody ever proved that. And then, by the way, after that, Twitter did a fact check on the president, and they're now going to be fact checking all his tweets.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, they will be doing that. But the president's going to keep on tweeting. There are different points of view on the tweeting that the president does and has done, but I don't think anybody's ever going to stop him from doing that.
Yep. And air travel, we said this before, air travel got a Memorial Day bump to levels unseen in weeks, as there actually were enough flights where they had to bring back a few planes in some of the larger markets to get people from point A to point B, so that's a good thing.
It is a good thing, Captain. You know, I'm in the pattern for John Wayne Airport. As the planes come over and start heading down on their final approach, basically. I've noticed over the Memorial Day weekend, planes flying over at regular intervals, more so than they ever have in the last 8 or 9 weeks or so. So it was definitely noticeable. A lot of not as many planes as, quote-unquote, normal, but more than there have been.
Yeah. And one last little thing, because we're coming up on the break here. The Department of Justice, the stock sale probes were dropped yesterday for Senator Kelly Loeffler, for Senator Jim Imhoff, for Senator Dianne Feinstein, but not for North Carolina Senator Burr. They're still investigating him, so he's not off the hook yet.
That's right. Stay tuned.
Yep. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him very much, and the great help. We're able to cover a lot of grounds with him and get a lot of news stories out there that you don't hear anywhere else. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? the client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. is approaching 1.7 million as the death toll continues to rise. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the country is grieving.
Every loss of life counts. We say 100,000, but like the president says, you know, one death is something to be mourned. These 100,000 individuals have a face. The president takes this very seriously. It's why he lowered the flag to half staff for 3 days to remember these men and women.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says hair salons and barbershops in some parts of the state will be allowed to reopen as long as the proper steps are taken.
We're making progress. We're moving forward. We're not looking back, but we are walking into the unknown, the untested.
The Los Angeles and San Francisco areas are not included in the change. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our first military and veterans news segment right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Brought to you, as always, by the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. And they are going to tell themselves, tell you all about themselves and what it is that they do and how they do it and what you can do if you want an opportunity and a tremendous career. Here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. One of them is in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa, Florida area. Now, they can fill a void that many of you have right now. Some of you don't have a job right now. You've been laid off or you've been furloughed, and you just don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. Well, I'll tell you what. You can start out as an aviation maintenance tech with a 40-hour work week of at least $60,000 a year right off the bat. Now, it takes you 14 months to get there, but if you're a veteran post 9/11, your VA benefits, your GI Bill will cover you. If you're pre 9/11, you'll have to check and see if you have benefits left. If you don't, then you can just apply for a student loan the way everybody else does and get your certification as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, once you do that, you have a key to the kingdom. And I mean a key to the kingdom. Because you are in control of your own financial destiny. You can work as much as is humanly possible. The jobs, the availability is there. There's aircraft. If you don't believe me, go drive around an airport and see, especially a commercial airport, and see the aircraft that's sitting there. Because all this stuff has to be recertified and to get back up in the air again. And it is what it is. So that's National Aviation Academy, online at naa.edu. Or take the tour, give them a call, tell them you want to take the tour at one of their two campuses at 800-659-2080, National Aviation Academy. Well, you know, the pandemic brought about smaller, subdued Memorial Day observances because Americans had to settle for small processions and online tributes instead of parades, as they observed Memorial Day in the shadow of the pandemic, which forced communities to honor the nation's military dead with modest, more subdued ceremonies that also remembered those lost to the coronavirus. Now, flags were flying at half-staff all weekend long for the coronavirus victims, and then Monday, of course, they were flying at half-staff for the war dead. And make no mistake about it, it was surreal, to say the least, to go to a national cemetery and not see every grave with a flag on it. I have never seen that until this weekend. And I hope I'd never see it again. Now, the president, of course, is discussing conducting the first U.S. nuclear test in decades. The Trump administration has discussed whether or not to conduct the first U.S. nuclear test explosion since 1992, in a move that would have far-reaching consequences for relations with other nuclear powers and reverse a decades-long moratorium on such actions. It could happen. And, of course, we test those nuclear bombs normally, some of them anyway. They have been tested out in New Mexico, White Sands Missile Range, or on an island out in the middle of nowhere in the South Pacific. So whatever the case may be, we'll find out soon enough. Now, the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, was questioned on television by news host Savannah Guthrie. She asked Secretary Esper whether the two recent terrorist shootings at Navy bases made him worried about a surge in targeting the military at home. Now, the Pensacola, Florida shooter had deep links to Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, and he had been communicating with them for several months. Now, we don't know yet about the Naval Air Station Corpus Christi shooter and whether or not he was linked to any terrorist groups. We do know one thing, though, and that is that It doesn't appear that he acted with anybody. And there was an earlier report that there might have been a second person involved, and they were thinking it could also be someone from the Pensacola group of students that were there, the Saudi students, because I can't tell you yet whether or not they all went back to Saudi Arabia. I cannot get a straight answer from anybody, and I've been asking. And they said, well, we'll get back to you. Yeah, right. They can't say. I said, well, can't you say yes or no with definity that all these guys, these 27 military Saudi cadets, went back to Saudi Arabia? Can't you say that with any definite commitment? I said, nope, we can't say that. It's okay. So that's where I'm at with all that. Think about that for a minute. By the way, upbeat assessments by the Air Force General John Hyten on how the military will get past the COVID-19 crisis and adapt to a new normal, pardon me, were challenged in a forum on the future of the Air Force. The general's rosy forecasts. Reporters have been digging into that and tossing barbs out there. We'll see what happens. You know, again, the mainstream media right now is nobody's friend. They're not even friends to the Democrats in some cases. They're just nobody's friend. Now, did you hear about the B-1B bomber that flew dark close to Russia over Kursk and then turned around and went back home on a training mission? It showed the capability in its 29-hour round trip into the super busy airspace around Japan, where Chinese and Russian fighters routinely buzz the borders. And, of course, it flew stealth. So nobody really knew it was there. We did, but we found out about it after the fact. By the way, the overcrowded makeshift prisons and camps and fears of COVID-19 have led to two riots by the hardened ISIS fighters, prisoners that are being held there. Matter of fact, it's threatened the U.S. mission in northeastern Syria with what's going on there right now. Certainly hope they get that under control real quick. And the U.S. military showcased its awesome firepower last week in the Persian Gulf. Officials said the same day it warned vessels in the Middle East against approaching within 100 yards of the warships after encounters with Iranian gunboats. They put on quite a live fire training drill. Make anybody a believer. And here's one for you. The Afghan government urged the Taliban to extend a 3-day ceasefire, which is due to end on Tuesday night, last night. I haven't heard what's going on yet. And also announced that it would release 900 prisoners from the insurgent group last night. Now, that's obviously a token of good faith to try to get the Taliban to quit firing on them. We'll see how that goes. Bombs almost daily. Sometimes it's ISIS, but most of the time it's the Taliban that are doing it. So, away we go. By the way, active duty military, we've now found out, are reporting identity theft at a much higher rate than non-military consumers, according to new data just released by the Federal Trade Commission. For some reason, people are able to get the information from active duty military a lot easier than what they should. I don't know what the solution is, but I'm sure they'll come up with one somehow. They really need to. And this week, the Defense Department's COVID-19 death toll jumped more than 18% as 5 deaths brought the overall numbers to 32 from the Defense Department at the Pentagon. So we'll check in next hour to find out more for our Military and Veterans News segment as we get ready to do our second Truckers Highway and Byway report. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back with that. And always remember, we're all about we the people here in this program. They work for us. We don't work for them. But we got to follow the rules. And if you want to change the rules, here's what you got to do. Vote the people out that made the rules the way they are that you don't like. It's that simple.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, guys, and we're going to get going here with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the pilot in Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Stop by, tell them the captain sent you, get you a nice free hot cup of coffee in the middle of the night out there in the highways and byways. All righty, here we go. much, Grand Funk Railroad. I'm we're an American band, and boy, that's another oldie but goodie, bringing back some of the stuff that people haven't heard in a long, long time. And that's my request, and that's for Andy. And Andy is driving for ICCC. He's out tonight in Las Vegas, Nevada, laid over there, and that's a not too bad of a place to be. He's there at the truck stop, but he says, Captain, he says, there's really nothing going on. He said, I betcha. Okay, so there you go. Now, let's start talking about the weather here, because the area of low pressure, along with a batch of tropical moisture, is surging into parts of the Carolinas and Virginia as we speak today. There's already rain in Virginia and part of North Carolina right now. Now, I will tell you that heavy rain, strong thunderstorms, and flooding is likely, regardless of any tropical development. Now, severe thunderstorms with all hazards are likely in central Texas, too, as we can see that there's some attempts, if you will, right now to fire up the old thunderstorm machine down there in Texas. We'll get to that in a minute, too. Now, especially near Austin and San Antonio, that looks like as if where you're going to start to see some weather down that away. Now, finally, out west, the sweltering heat wave is going to continue the rest of the week across the west. Now, in California, across the high desert out towards Las Vegas, I-15, going across I-40 into Kingman, going across I-10, I-8, when you get out there around Calexico, all the way into Yuma and Phoenix, and then on out to Tucson, you've got temperatures that will reach 115 degrees today in many places. Now, there's only a couple more days of this before it starts to change a little bit, but it's certainly just monumental when it comes to the high temperatures out there. Now, the inland area of California, from right about where Kyle is, out there around Ontario, all the way up to Sacramento, California, you've got high heat warnings all through that area. Now, over in Nevada tonight, Reno, you got some winds up there and headed up over the top, and then Lake Tahoe south, you got winds in that area. But then along I-80 east, or once you get east of Reno just a few miles, you're going to have some light showers on and off all the way to Wendover. And the central part of Nevada in the mountainous areas, you're going to have some rain there. Scattered showers as well in Wyoming, western Wyoming, the western half of Wyoming, to be specific. The northwestern corner of Colorado, scattered showers there. Northeastern corner of Utah, some scattered showers there. Now, moving across over to the Gulf, we have got some fog that's just popped up here from about Galveston over towards Houston right now, right along the water's edge. We've got some dense fog up in Minnesota right now. The Twin Cities under some fog all the way up to the Canadian border, straight north up 35. And you've also got fog down through the central part of Minnesota tonight. There is rain in the upper peninsula of Wisconsin and the central part of Wisconsin and the southern part of southeastern part of Minnesota. A little bit of rain there tonight. Rain in the northern part of Michigan over on the Lake Michigan side. And then rain across the whole central part of Arkansas tonight. I-40, Pine Bluffs, you're getting some rain there tonight. There may be some flood conditions going on there, because it looks like we got some flood warnings in there too. Rain's coming down pretty good. And then over, like I said, in about Charlottesville, Virginia, looks like we've got rain there right now, down to the North Carolina line, and then south down through the central part of North Carolina towards the central part, northern issue of South Carolina. But we do have a lot of dense fog tonight up I-95, US 1, US 17. Starts about Chesapeake Bay and goes on up into Jersey and Delaware and Long Island, and it looks like it's right around New York City, over into Rhode Island too. So be advised, dense fog, especially if you're going up I-95, so be careful and allow yourself some extra time
I know there's going to be some, probably going to be some late loads delivered tonight because of that. But it is what it is. Now, keep in mind, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J closest to you. Now, if you need a shower, stop by. They got it. If you need food, they got that too. If you need to have, a 10-hour break, they got parking there for you to do that, certainly. That's why they're a truck stop close by. Usually there's an oil change shop, or maybe there's a shop there, depending on where you're at. Not all the truck stops, Flying J's and Pilots have them, but some of them do. And, of course, you need tire repair. They got there, that there, too. So you'll be set to go and ready to go. Now, don't forget to tell them when you get there that the captain sent you, and you've been listening to us on the Captain's America Third Watch, and you'll get yourself a nice hot cup of coffee. So there you go. All right, let's drift on over to the phone lines, because right now we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
I can honestly say that I don't ever remember at any time in history, and this goes back to the inception of Twitter, having the fact checkers actually attached to a president of the United States to fact check his tweets. I've never seen that.
Well, it's a rather new condition. It's they have apparently an integrity division. And they certainly honed in on the president's tweets. So, this is a...
Let's hope it's not like Facebook. Facebook doesn't work.
Well, no. And kind of Facebook has kind of changed some things up here lately, too.
Yeah.
So, we're in a very different world. Now, it doesn't mean that they're... fact checks are correct either,
right.
By a long stretch. Certainly, Twitter have overlooked, cases, that have actually gone to court, and cases that have been reported about mail-in ballots. So, it's selective fact checking.
Well, in kind of a way, I'm thinking it was only a matter of time before they do this, because he's upset so many people in the Twitter world with some of the tweets he's put out there, and some of them have been a little bit off the wall. Yep, I'll agree to that. I certainly would have put out some of the stuff that he put out there, but, you know, to each his own, I guess, or her own, whatever.
Yeah, well...
I'm just saying.
All right.
Because, he's the president, and just like somebody said to me last night when we were talking about this document dump, and we are going to get into that, the latest document dump that's got information that takes us right up to the White House, and somebody went, oh, we got him now, we got Obama now. Well, no, you don't, because I'm going to repeat what I said before, because here comes the music, so hang in there, Denise, that... we may get close, but no cigar. The person they're really going after, folks, is John Brennan. He's the one they got the bullseye on. Watch and see. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.